Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And a cheerful greeting to each and every one who has tuned to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're happy to be coming your way once again. We hope that each of you will make the year of 1969 a good year for the Lord, making each day count for Him. May we dedicate our lives afresh to the task which is before us, and let us be faithful to the Lord and spread His word through the doors which are open, bringing salvation to those who aren't lost. I hope that our decision to live for God will not be like the New Year's resolutions of many folks. Sometimes their resolution only lasts a few days. And that brings me to this scripture in Luke 14, beginning with verse 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war with another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Now, did you notice in this scripture that there were great multitudes with Jesus when he told them this? He made it plain that for one to follow Christ meant a giving up of everything that would stand in his way. Then he compared this to one who was building a tower, and he mentioned how one should first sit down and count the cost before he starts to build. Otherwise, he might make a good showing and make a good start and be unable to finish that which he had begun. This is certainly true of altogether too many people who begin to serve Christ today. As long as the road is easy and the going is smooth and there's no opposition, it's easy to walk the road of least resistance. But it's going to cost you something if you serve Christ. You may as well know that now. Now, I don't say these things to discourage one from becoming a saint of God, because that's exactly what I want you to do, is to become a child of God and remain one as long as you live. But you should be well informed and know beforehand what to expect. There's going to be opposition, there's going to be trials, and there's going to be a cross for everyone. You remember a verse of that old song which says, Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Now, your cross may be different from what mine is. The circumstances surrounding your life will be different from those of another. But the result is the same. That is, the pressure from the outside world is great against a saint of God. Then, of course, the biggest obstacle in complete success is denying one's own self. Listen to this 33rd verse. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Now, it's true that we must give up everything that is contrary to Christian principles, but it's also true that most of what we give up is exchanged for something far better. Let me point out to you a few things which we give up and what we get in return. First, we give up dissatisfaction and get satisfaction. Did you ever notice how restless and unhappy one is whose heart is condemned? He seems to never be contented very long at a time. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." I've sometime heard it said that dairymen like to have soft music playing for their cattle while they are doing the milking. Do you suppose that would have anything to do with the company which advertises their milk as from contented cows? Well, let me tell you something. It means something for a person to be at rest in their souls and have peace with God. In other words, you give up your own way to go God's way. Some people would like to argue that everyone who doesn't go their way is going to be lost. To me, it's not a question of going your way or my way, but it is certainly a question of whether or not you're going God's way. And furthermore, you might be reminded that God only has one way. When the astronauts came down through the thick atmosphere of the Earth a few days ago on their return flight from the moon, there was an angle at which they were to come in. If they came in too sharply, it might mean disaster. If the angle was too shallow, they might also suffer a great loss. But there was a right way. And friends, let me tell you something. In the midst of confusion in the world today, and dissension and many things which are leading people away from God, there is a right way. Let me assure you that God also is able to lead you in that way if you will give yourself wholly to Him. What else is one required to give up to serve God? Well, to be truthful, many things. One gives up the pleasures of the world to find real and lasting true pleasures. One gives up the darkness of sin and despair to find the true light. We give up doubts to get trust and strife to get peace. Yes, and more than this, we give up poverty to obtain the true riches and sorrow for great joy. And how about the despair which one gives up to get hope? Do you know it's the child of God that has hope in this life and in the promises of God for the life hereafter? Do you know what the prodigal son gave up? He gave up husk to find bread. In fact, I don't know if he was really eating that husk or not, because it said he fain would have filled his belly with the husk which the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So he might not even have had that to eat. But anyway, he gave it up. He gave up disappointment in his old friends to find the peace and warmth and comfort of home. And finally, one gives up death in order that they might find life eternal. Think of that scripture which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, dear ones, let us pray one for another as we begin the new year of 1969. Listen to the decision this poem writer had. Praying for me. When the battle is long and I'm weary with strife, when the legions of sin and evil are rife, I feel, and new courage flows into my life, that you're praying for me. When victory comes out of seeming defeat, and dark lowering clouds shine with rainbow replete, 'tis then that I know the assurance is sweet that you're praying for me. I'll gird tighter my armor and advance in the fight. With a staunch heart and brave, I'll battle for right. I'll retreat at no danger and fear no might if you keep praying for me. Selected by Alberta Cook. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our gracious Father, We indeed confess that we need your guidance each and every day of the new year. Give us the grace and courage to relinquish our hold upon everything that would hinder us from being all that your grace can make us. Use the broadcast for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. This message has been brought your way over this radio station by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Indeed, we count it a privilege to come to you each week with scriptures and words of encouragement, and sometimes with poetry. We hope it will all be a blessing. If we may further assist you in finding the peace and satisfaction for which you are looking, please let us know. Or if you would like a printed copy of this sermon, you may have one free of charge by writing. And let us take new courage as we begin this year together and be faithful in all which God requires us to do. Listen now to this song. By the grace of God, the singers are Bob and Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
By the grace of God, I am saved today. I will walk by faith in the narrow way. I will trust His grace to preserve my soul. I will rest secure while the billows roll. By the grace of God, I will live for Him. I will trust His power to keep from sin. I will never doubt, but resist the foe. I will grow in grace as I onward go. By the grace of God, I will never yield to the tempter's power, but with sword and shield I'll defeat the foe with an ardor strong. In the name of Christ, sing the victor's song. By the grace of God, I will live for Him. I will trust His power to keep from sin. I will never doubt, but resist the foe. I will grow in grace as I onward go.
And now, dear ones, let me leave this final scripture with you as we begin the new year together. From Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, if we're going to be successful for God this year, or any other year for that matter, at any time, we're going to have to live by faith in Him and His promises and count upon Him standing by us when the way grows dark or the trials become heavy and thick. It's been a pleasure to come your way. We hope that you'll be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same radio station. We trust that God will let His richest blessings come your way throughout the new year as you walk by faith in Him. If we may be of any help to you now, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying a very pleasant goodbye.